failure mode and effects analysis. Failure mode and effects analysis, FMEEI, is a powerful method used to evaluate a design process to identify and rank potential failures. Organizations use FMEEI to evaluate a process for possible failures and proactively prevent them rather than waiting for them to occur and then having to correct them. FMEEI looks at product or service failures and rates them for probability of failure, degree of severity, likelihood of escaping detection. These three ratings, typically on a 1 to 5 or 1 to 10 scale, are multiplied to achieve a risk priority number, RPN, for each potential failure. Based on their RPN, potential failures can be ranked for corrective action. Note, you will not be expected to know the formula for RPN for the exam. Note that the probability of detection value is the likelihood that the failure will escape detection. The potential failures with high probabilities of occurrence, high degrees of severity, and low chances of detection would have the most risk impact and the highest RPN score and therefore would require an action plan for mitigation. Exhibit 5-15 shows an example of a transportation company that has identified three potential failures that could cause goods to arrive damaged. The improvement group investigating the failures has assigned a ranking to each failure from 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst. Based on this example, the goods incorrectly loaded category has the highest RPN score. It should be the first potential failure to be reviewed for prevention and mitigation. Exhibit 5-15. FMEEI RPN calculations. Preventing failures. Preventing failures increases organizational resiliency and is better than allowing failures to occur and then recovering from them. The following approaches help to prevent failures. Design out fail points. During the design phase of product or service development, organizations can employ methods such as FMEEI to determine potential failures and redesign the products or services to prevent those failures from occurring. Build in redundant systems. Have backup processes or resources in place in case of a failure. Use a fail-safe work method. This method is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a method of performing operations so that erroneous or faulty actions cannot be completed. For example, a part without holes in the proper place cannot be removed from a jig, or a computer system rejects invalid numbers. SINs, fail-safe techniques, mistake proofing, POKI-OKE. Perform maintenance. Take care of physical equipment and facilities to reduce the risk of failure. This involves preventive maintenance, regular servicing, including adjustments, replacements, and basic cleanliness. Total productive maintenance, operator-oriented maintenance involving all qualified employees in maintenance activities, which adopts empowerment principles and teamwork to prevent failures through maintenance. Mitigate risks. Reduce the negative consequences of risks through mitigation planning, economic mitigation such as having insurance, containment, and reducing losses. Recovering from failures. According to Slack et al. In operations and process management, failure recovery is the set of actions that are taken after the negative effects of failure have occurred that reduce the impact of the negative effects. Slack et al. Described the following four phases of the recovery process. Discover. The first step after failure is to determine the nature of the failure, including what happened, who was affected, and why the failure occurred. Act. This step includes communicating what actions will be taken, containing the failure, and following up to ensure containment. Learn. This involves examining the failure to determine its root cause and ways to prevent it in the future. Plan. This step includes failure analysis and recovery. Identify possible failures, such as with an FMEEI, and then define the procedures that the organization should follow if the identified failure occurs.